A fire that broke out on Monday at the Barry Craig Stewart Kassan School destroyed an adjacent boiler building, but no one was injured and the school building was saved. Nick Higson, assistant superintendent of Southeast Island School District, says the fire started at about 4:15 p.m. in a structure housing a wood fire boiler adjacent to the school. Higson says volunteer firefighters responded, but by the time they arrived, the blaze was out of control.
They did an amazing job. Zach West is the fire chief out in the VPSO out in Kassan. Huge kudos to him for coordinating the efforts. Shane Scamahorn is the lead teacher in Kassan. He was amazing, kept calm under pressure, kept us informed of what was going on. Between him and Zach, they led the charge, and they saved the school, to be quite honest with you.
He says Tony Savage, who works for the Organized Village of Kassan, came up with a creative way of protecting the school.
He brought an excavator down and literally pulled the building away from the school so that it would not burn the school down. And so in my eyes, these three, especially Tony, you know, innovative thinking, and whoever, you know, I don't know who told them to do that, but, you know, they're heroes. We might not have a school today without these guys' actions.
Higson says many others from Kassan helped in the effort. The wood boiler is the primary heat source for the school, but Higson says there is a secondary oil fire boiler. He says that boiler heats only the school. The aquaponics greenhouse now is without heat, but Higson says that is not an immediate concern.
We actually moved the fish because we had an issue within the greenhouse, the circulation and whatnot of the water. So we moved the fish and we moved the plants. And so the greenhouse has been shut down for almost a month now. So it's not going to affect anything in there right now.
Higson says the biomass boiler is more economical and environmentally friendly than the oil boiler, and a local renewable resource is used to fuel it. He says the district plans to replace the wood fire boiler, but he's not certain how long that will take. Though the school building isn't damaged, Higson says smoke did enter the school, so classes will be held elsewhere for about a week. He says elementary grades are holding classes at the Kassan Library. Older students are going to Thorn Bay. Higson says because of a landslide blocking the main road between Kassan and Thorn Bay, the drive takes about an hour and a half each way using forest roads. Higson says students and staff are adapting to the situation well.
It's all about the human spirit and resiliency, and you know, it's about education and keeping kids safe and warm and fed, and you know, that's what we're all about. So that kind of stuff is just an obstacle, and we're overcoming it.
The cause of the fire is unknown and currently under investigation.